Erev Tov Rabotai, welcome back to Tuesday night. Hashkafa and Musar, Yishtabach Shemo. So, tonight I want to start off, first of all, our weekly rant, which is dedicated to Josh Aziz. Bechol Makom Shehu. Where is he? He's in Great Neck. Moshe Dvarim Chazakim. Anyway, Josh, we love you. Ashrecha. And I actually want to talk about the Knicks tonight. From a Mercer perspective, not like a sports perspective. You know, since 1999, people have been waiting for a miracle. And the miracle has happened, and even the atheists have begun to believe. But the truth is that there's so much talk at yeshiva, in yeshiva, and everything's just about... Now again, somebody had actually asked me today, and I had to be honest, because I'm not going to... A Talmud asked me, I'm not going to lie. He says, do you have any hana whatsoever that the Knicks made it to the playoffs? That was the question. And the answer was, I'm not going to lie, yes. A little hana. But, at the end of... But, you know what gives me more hana? The next question he asked me was like, are you tempted to watch a game? I said, no. Huh? Why? What do you mean? It seems like rigged. What, did they drug the other team? Anyway, lam shane, mikol makom, you know, you get to a stage in life, you realize, I did some soul searching today. It's funny what the Knicks can engender, but it's true that they can create this Musar thought process, which is, why are so many people into it? It's like even more than the Super Bowl, but why are so many people into the Knicks winning? Is it because of the anticipation, years and years and years and years of tohu vavohu and nothingness, and then all of a sudden, you know, they come through? I think it's more than that. La'anyut dati, I think it's more that we feel so isolated by the goyim. Really, the only thing we can ever agree upon, religion, we can't agree with goyim about. Culture, also not. The only thing that we find common ground, like a common denominator with the goyim, is sports. So it's kind of our outlet, like, to feel like kosher goyim. Because everything else the goyim do, you can't. But sports is at least, we'll call it innocent enough, although obviously there's a lot of things over there that are not lefi ruach haTorah. But, you know, the sport itself is innocent enough, and even following the sport, that you can be one of the boys, one of the goys. You know, you can be one of them and not necessarily have to feel guilty about it. And to a certain extent, is it the worst thing in Yiddishkeit today? No, definitely not. There's definitely worse things going on than following sports or being into it or whatever. But as you get older, you realize that there's really so little in common between us. We respect them. We have to act with derech eretz, and they're also tzenem menuhim. All true. But there's so little in common between us that even this little pseudo connection that we think that we might have vis-a-vis sports and whatever it is so insignificant, and it really long-term, they'll hate you anyway. They'll never stop. You could be this fan or that. You could be cheering right next to them, and they'll hate your guts. So it doesn't bridge any gap, really. So to play the sport, that's fun. I get it. That's healthy. It's exercise. Hakol beseder. But to follow it and to feel like one of the boys when you're not, is just a fantasy that as you get older, it kind of dissipates. And when you get to that madrega, that's why I was thinking today, like, yeah, I was maybe a little happy, but then I didn't care. And I was happy that I didn't care. If there's a game on, would I watch it? No. I don't. It doesn't faze me. I like to learn. I like to teach. I like to Davin, I like to do Avodat Hashem, I like to write, I also like to do other things, by the way, like regular hobbies. I like to do exercise, I like to all those things. but this no longer interests me the same way it did when I was a kid, and possibly that's a sign of maturity. That's a sign of growing up. You've grown up and you realize that there's so many, my family's important to me, my kids are important to me, my talmidim are important to me, and everything else is just, okay, whatever, okay. So like, it's nice, but it kind of like pauses in my brain for a second, and then it goes out the other ear. That is what we should be, I believe, is what we should be striving towards, because it's not, like when you're in yeshiva now, like it's cute, oh, the Knicks, okay, fine. And let's say they won the championships, okay? And then what? Shkoyach. What do you gain from it? What do you walk away with? In Judaism, the value of any given thing is measured by what are you walking away with. You're learning. What are you walking away with? You have a kinyan on the Torah. Shabbat, what are you walking away with? It gives you a boost for the whole week. Yom Tov, Chag HaShavuot, what are you walking away with? A renewed Kabbalat Torah. Everything that means anything in your life, there's always something there that you can walk away with. And if you can't, that just shows you how really it's not so valuable to begin with. So, is there anything terribly wrong with rooting for them? Like, oh, everybody's getting... It's all here. The Knicks. Like, okay, fine. You know what I'm saying? I still remember Patrick Ewing and Allen Houston and John Starks and all these chevra. Right? Where are they today? They're just old. And that's it. Nothing else. Nahon? Where's all chevra? All the 90s chevra. What are they doing today?
Watching the Knicks.
My Mosin. Life goes. Life goes. Life passes really quickly. For going too. Life passes. The bar for Am Yisrael of what you have to show for yourself as you get older is much higher than by goyim. That's for sure. But even by goyim, like, okay, fine, shkoyach. You played in the 90s. Now you're old. What do you have to show for yourself? You know what I'm saying? Patrick, is he alive, Patrick Ewing? He's probably alive, yeah? You ask him. Oh, really? So, you ask him. Okay. What's life all about for you nowadays? Mata Ose. Huh? I don't know if he can. He's old. Mayase. I don't know. It's true. Accomplishments, the bar of accomplishments for Guim is much lower. So say I played good. Okay, I've said that. But where's your nachat? What do you. You know, you don't have so much time left on this earth. It's hard to tell that to a person. But we have to tell it to ourselves. There's no guarantees. Leave your mark. Make sure you leave. Don't think about this all the time like morbidly, oh, I'm going to die. No. You have to live before you die. But make sure that when it comes time, you left your mark and you leave like, yeah, I really left something for this world. I didn't just throw a ball. I learned, raised a family. I imbued them with values. I left my mark on this world. It's so much more important and impressive than the Knicks. Be'emet kacha. Be'emet, I'm telling you. The Knicks are cute, but nothing more. Cute, too. Let's go ahead. You'll grow out of it. No trolling.
No trolling.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to get Rebbe Sat on. When is it? What's your
teacher's
chat?
When is it
Buster?
You're killing me.
It's the worst time.
To ask.
It's the worst time to ask. Also.
Yeah, the worst time. To ask.
I'm on recording.
Yeah,
let's go.
Is there
a
more Michael recording?
Not really. Listen, I think the gather is like this. First of all, I would never tell you to break the rules because it's usher. You cannot break the rules. Whatever it is. You can use ChatGPT as a resource, as a help, but not to cheat. You cannot cheat. You have to put forth effort. You have to know the subject matter. If it helps you embellish, if it helps you write better, if it helps you present better, whatever. But if you know nothing about the course study, about the subject matter, and it's just writing things for you and taking tests for you, you're a fraud. You're a con man.
What did you get the same grade?
No one hears you, Barra. The audience doesn't hear you.
What if you were to get the same, the teacher's going to give you the same grade regardless of whether you use AI or not? You say you can use AI. If I did work myself, I would get the same grade.
What happens if I rob a bank and I end up with the same amount of money that I would have made if I would have worked for 50 years? Same amount of money. You have to be... The reason why you're taking Limudei Chol is because you plan to pursue careers. Maybe. At some point. After you're done being in Kollel for 50 years. But after you're done Kollel, you're going to want to pursue a career. Yes? And you need to be proficient in that career, because otherwise you're a gazlan. Not only gnevadat, you're a gazlan. Whatever... Again, it is true, undergrad versus graduate studies, core versus specialty, it's true, but you still can't choose. You have to do at least a normal amount of work and then use the ChatGPT to fluff it. You cannot cheat. You cannot cheat.
Would be more a hetzer? Is there a way to be more a hetzer on the board that he's ChatGPT?
Unless the professor allows it.
What if the teacher doesn't say, and it kind of just gives it to you like neutral? It gives you the word neutral, and the way they're giving it is a key.
If they didn't say it's usur, and they're neutral about it, and they're giving you the opportunity, so that's already pshia on their end. But if they tell you behedya, you cannot cheat. You cannot do ChatGPT or what, I don't know exactly how they formulate it. Then you have to be a straight yid. You have to be Yashrus. You have to be a bentera in the classroom, just like in the Beis Medrash. Hashem doesn't disappear in the classroom. He knows who you are and where you are and where you sleep. And he can send Shlomo to get you. Yeah. You opened up a can of worms.
What if theoretically the person's plan is to use
it? Doesn't matter. You still can't cheat. How can you cheat? What kind of yid cheats? What are you doing? Either do the college or don't do the college.
It's like a knas for yeshiva.
I hear that. Yeah.
In Limuda Bekiut, where does one balance covering more ground and not like ribbing through Tosafot versus like going through slower, covering less ground and doing Tosafot when learning Bekiut in general?
What I usually tell people when they're learning Bekiyas is do as many Tosfot as possible. There's two types of Tosfot in Shas. Okay? There's Mineu Bei Tosfos and Shasi Tosfos. That's a good way to break it down. Mineu Bei is questions within the Sugya, things that don't make sense to Tosfot. And then Shasi Tosfot, which Tosfot is busy questioning the Gemara based on all sorts of different Mikorot elsewhere in Shas. It's easier to connect, obviously, if you're not holding in Shas, it's easier to connect to the Mineu Bei ones. So if you can go through those easier, so do those. The Shasi Tosfot, when you're not really holding in what Tosfot's asking, if you can skim through it just to get an idea what is he asking, and then you know he's bringing a proof from here and here, whatever. Otherwise, just skip those. Yeah. What's up, Baruch? No. Because by the way, for every AI checker program, there's an anti-AI checker program.
Zero GPT.
That's what's
called? Zero GPT. Zero GPT.
It's a very complicated world, and I know it's true in the world today. Everybody expects, it's true, that I don't know exactly what percentage, but people expect most people going through the college system today, since 2022, when AI was introduced, to be using a nice amount of ChatGPT to get through college. People understand that. I think that in a few years, when people go to doctors, the younger generation of doctors, they know that they've used a lot of ChatGPT to get through school. And the same thing with lawyers and finance and computers and finance, whatever, business. They expect you to know your field. They expect you to know your beans, which means that if you go to a doctor, even if you use ChatGPT to write essays for you, they still want you to know how to diagnose. If you're a surgeon, they want you to know how to cut. They want you to know how to tell the difference between a liver and a heart. You know what I'm saying? They want you to know how to tell the difference between a spleen and a thyroid. You know? Oh, no, I only did ChatGPT. I'm just cutting. What? That's already once they know the chomer. You got to know whatever it is that you're going into. You have to know your melacha. What, Baruch? Too bad. Now. You have to know how to read and write. Whatever career you go into, you have to know how to write like a mensch.
Even to
not necessarily essays or term papers, but you have to know how to write. Look at Halacha Yomit. The guy who writes it knows how to write. You know what I'm saying? Zilo, you got to know how to write. When you don't know how to write, people don't respect what you're writing. Even if you're saying good, but if it's not presented in a professional way, people don't respect it. You need to write well. You need to speak well. You need to present well. No trolling. No. Him. Because you're a troll. Good.
If someone's in an environment where there's, let's say, an X game on, is there a Milo to not, like, in the room and TV's on and everything?
Yeah.
Should one, like, should that not try not to watch? Or is there no not?
Do you need to be in the room?
You're in the room, yeah.
Can you
yes and no.
What does yes and no mean?
If someone is in the same house and it's on, they don't have to watch. Or in case if someone is in the same room, that's on.
I would say, listen, if you have a real taiva at that moment to watch the Knicks game, then watch the Knicks game, besides for the Gehinnom in the middle of the game. But, you know, so skip that. If you don't have a taiva, so go learn. And you have to be there. They're taking attendance when they sit down to the Knicks game.
Yes.
And you're not allowed to bring a sefer. That's true. Who's making up these rules? Who's making up these rules? What zip code? I don't like these rules. Do I sit there forcing them to sit down and learn? What are you sitting there? What are you forcing me to watch a Knick game? I don't want to watch the game. I want to do what I want to do.
Tell me if you
What is just, you know, what is free country only work one way? That's Democrats. Anyway, good.
I heard a long time ago when the yeshiva say that doing things that's not in the spirit of Shabbat,
yeah,
asur. At least for a poskes berad zarav, I've heard of a notion like this.
There's definitely, I mean, there are things in halacha that are called zilutah de Shabbat, things that are demeaning to Shabbat that the poskim say are asur.
For example, like what? Let's say watching the Knicks game is not in the spirit of Shabbat.
Watching the Knicks game on Shabbat is asur.
Let's say someone else puts it on.
It's asur. What kind of crazy thing is that?
What's
the Zilutah de Shabbat.
Huh? So it is an asur.
Yes. Again, there's not in the spirit, not in the spirit. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Not, yeah, that's crazy. That's absolutely nuts.
Not in the spirit.
Not in the, well, there's no. It's not in. It's an isur de rabbanan because of a zilzul to Shabbat. Versus like playing ping pong on Shabbat. So again, that's something that's also not in the spirit, but it's definitely not usur. Definitely not like watching a Knick game.
What's considered spiritual?
What?
What's the long distance spirit? What's considered in the spirit?
In the spirit. What's considered in the spirit of Shabbat? Yeah, Hagdar is
feel it out.
Eating, drinking, learning, davening, sleeping, family time.
Board games, borderline.
Board games, if need be, if you're, you know, I don't really like it. Board games, card games, whatever. But if it's that or Knick games, or tequila, no, tequila is whatever. Not That those are tequila or cards? Is that it? That's the... Hello.
Or Kiddush Club.
Kiddush Club is not in the spirit of Shabbat. It's not in the spirit of Judaism.
But
you're such a troll.
Is a ball mukse on Shabbat, and are we mechalek between different types of balls and such?
Avada. So there's a Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Chet comes up again in Shin Yod that says Maran holds that balls are mukse. Primarily, we're talking about outdoor bowls that are they get dirty and stuff like that. Indoor bowls that are pretty clean and kids play with them on the inside. So Maran Zichron Baruch Hu says you're allowed to pass that or throw that to a kid. But outdoor bowls, for sure, like basketballs, footballs, stuff like that, the Vaday Mukhtse Ledaat Maran. Ledaat Rama Yesh Melakin. The Rama is Mekin. Yeah, one more.
In the times of the Beit HaMikdash, are we going to have like modern technology? Like, is there going to be like a parking lot at the
Beit? I think it's very... In the Beit HaMikdash itself, the Beit HaMikdash itself has specifications about how it needs to be built and how the korbanot need to be brought and how the avodah needs to be done. But things, let's say, surrounding the Beit HaMikdash, like a parking lot, I guess they wouldn't do that on Har HaBayit, but maybe they would invest a parking lot or whatever, or like a...
Yom Shabbat, does that mean that we're just going to lose all technology?
Not necessarily.
Like...
Not necessarily. And there's a machloket exactly how that's going to look. So, you know, here it's hard to describe Olam Haba because Ayin Lo Ra'ata, Elohim Zulat Echa. Yeah, we don't know exactly how it's going to look, and it's all subject to machlokot. So we'll wait and see. But that doesn't mean that all we're going to go back to everything primitive and whatever. It's very possible that the light rail is going to have a stop at the Har HaBayit. It's very possible that, you know, who knows? But in the complex of the Beit HaMikdash itself, those things have to be left based on the, if you want to see how the third Beit HaMikdash is going to be built, Masechet Midot and Sefer Yechezkel. In Sefer Yechezkel, he discusses about the Nevuah of how Beit Shlishi is going to look. Ashrecha. Anybody else? Good.
They don't mention card games and ping pong. Are those
mutar also? Usr for Bnei Torah. No question.
What was the question?
If it's mutar to play cards and ping pong on Shabbat.
In context of one being like,
it is a bowl, but it's an indoor bowl, so again, it's not necessarily mukta, even according to Maran. Again, you really have to know. For two yeshiva bacharim who have full capabilities to be sitting and learning anyway, it's a whatever. If a guy's ben Torah and you see that his son's or daughter or whatever, his kid's feeling a little lonely, or a friend, and he needs a little chizuk and he asks you to play ping pong, so do it. So, you know what I'm saying? That's where there's these levels of not Shabbosdik, not in the spirit of Shabbat, kind of shift depending on the circumstance. So it's all that. Okay. Laila tov, kol tov.